Listen to article. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn. French scientists published a cohort study in the British journal Occupational and Environmental Medicine, showing that brain cancer risks tripled in individuals who use their cell phones for more than 15 hours per month. 1. How many hours do you use your phone monthly? The International Agency for Research on Cancer, IARC, part of the World Health Organization of the United Nations, has classified radio-frequency electromagnetic fields as possibly carcinogenic to humans, group 2B carcinogenic. There is a casual, credible association between cell phone use, non-ionizing, electromagnetic field radiation, EMF, and cancer, especially brain cancer. Who gets brain cancer? This is the most important question, since many of us are unable to stop using our cell phones. If in a hypothetical study 1,000 persons were using an identical cell phone for the same period of time, only a few individuals would get cancer. But who is on this target list? In developed countries, serious electro-hypersensitivity symptoms are experienced by 3-8% of population, while 35% experience mild symptoms, according to Dr. Thomas Rau, medical director of the world-renowned Paracelsus Clinic in Switzerland. Non-radiating EMF is difficult to study since the symptoms are subjective and vary between individuals. However, metals, especially toxic heavy metals, act as micro-antennas in the brain, concentrating and increasing the amount of reception of EMF radiation which the body receives. An earlier Swiss study concluded that chelation, the removal of bioaccumulated metals, reduced cancer mortality by 90% over an 18-year period. 2. Mobile phone dermatitis. Many phones and laptop computers release metals, including chromium and nickel, which are sufficient to induce allergic contact dermatitis, ACD, a T-cell-mediated hypersensitivity reaction. A recent article pointed out that nickel sensitization is especially common in children, resulting in ACD prevalence levels of up to 33%. 3. It is likely that mobile phone dermatitis is underreported, especially among pediatric patients. Metals can diffuse through the skin and initiate contact hypersensitivity reaction. Widely known examples of plants that can provoke contact hypersensitivity reaction are poison ivy and poison oak. As sensitizing chemicals diffuse into the skin, they react with some proteins of the body, changing the antigenic properties of the protein. If metal levels bioaccumulate and interact with proteins located in both the outer layer of the skin, dermis, and the underlying tissue, epidermis, the T cells can be repeatedly reactivated to induce a stronger inflammatory reaction. How to reduce your cancer risk and ACD? Taken together, the body of evidence supports the hypothesis that the lower the metal load, the less chance an individual has to develop cancer, including brain cancer that potentially triggered by the use of cell phones. Furthermore, avoidance of contact with sensitizing agents, e.g. mobile phone, and the overall lowering of the metal levels in the body should be considered to reduce the occurrence of contact dermatitis. The deadly triangle, deadly triangle, the interaction is dynamic and strong among EMF radiation, metal bioaccumulation and complex infections in an immune-compromised environment, increasing the chances for the development of several debilitating diseases such as Alzheimer's, AD, autism, chronic Lyme, sleep disorders, hormone disruption, cardiovascular irregularities, allergies and hypersensitivities, fertility impairment, cognitive problems and depression. I wrote earlier about this much-ignored deadly triangle. Detoxification, why now? References. 1. Mobile phone use and brain tumors in the CERENAT case control study. 2. 90% reduction in cancer mortality after chelation therapy with EDTA, the famous Swiss study. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn.